Hey, what's going on, folks? I've got another freebie, a free view of the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast from just the other night. In this episode, we're featuring, I'm glad we got a chance to do this because I wasn't able to do this because I wasn't able to be doing a live show on Friday. But I was happy that I was able to spend time with Ben and the audience and break down this batshit crazy professor out of Ferris State University in Big Rapids, Michigan. Oh my God, this one was going around like crazy yesterday. Could not wait to get to it and to break it down with Ben on the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. Just a one bit, though, of all the things that we talked about on this show that went like an hour and 40 minutes. So check this out. And if, you know, you're thinking about maybe you're on the fence about the Patreon to get 15 plus hours of content every week in addition to my free podcast that I post, just try me out for 1 month, okay? $5 for the all the audio, $10 for all the audio, video, live streams, and see if you like it, you know? And if you don't, if you're like, well, this sucks, then you're only out $5 or $10. No big deal. I'm going to take that money and buy dog food, okay? Thank you so much if you've done that in the past. And, you know, if you're considering it, thank you so much for just thinking about it. You know, I really, really appreciate that. But all of the content is available on the platform Patreon, P-A-T-R-E-O-N, patreon.com/Eric Zane, E-R-I-C-Z-A-N-E. And the hardest thing for me is, you know, people don't know what that is. Not everybody knows what that is. If you've been listening to me, you kind of know what it is, but you're not sure, really. Check it out. Go to the site, P as in Paul, A-T-R-E-O-N, patreon.com/Eric Zane. How this works is it's all the content is put behind a paywall, and Patreon provides the platform to me. They take a little bit of the money that you give me, and that's how they make their money. And then the rest, because of what I'm making, goes into my pocket. That's how it is. So thank you again so much if you're even thinking about it. Patreon.com/Eric Zane. All right, enjoy the free view of the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. That's it, my free view of the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. Hope you enjoyed it. You want the full show? The full show, it is at patreon.com/Eric Zane, along with a ton of other content that I post up there. Have a great one. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Ben. Eric. Ben. Eric. Ben. Eric. E-R-I-C. Eric. E-N. Ben.
All right, this English professor at Ferris State University is making the rounds.
Oh, really?
Yeah, this dude, where is it now? Okay. I'm sorry.
That's where I went to school.
You did?
Yeah, that's where I graduated from.
Okay.
Where the fuck After 10 it? Years of college.
Can you see an old man? It looks like me.
Yep.
Okay, good. This thing starts with him wearing a helmet. Now, this is not a prop. He actually purchased. This is a legitimate helmet that you would buy with HEPA filters on it to keep you from breathing whatever toxins. In this case, he bought it because he doesn't want to get COVID.
Okay.
And he's just a kind of a handful, this guy. Pick it up with this clip right here.
These days, which everybody knows means fuck to fuck, which really means that we're all.
This video is the introduction. This is the introduction. I'll back it up a little further for more context. This video is the introduction to his English class. So students really? Take the class, and the first thing you do is you watch this fucking video. Okay.
Profit.
Okay.
Back to the show. I want to introduce myself before we actually meet F2F, who, as we say these days, which everybody knows means fuck to fuck, which really means that we're all fucked. When you see me next week, I'll be wearing this helmet. This is a this helmet is actually $300. It's got HEPA filters all around it, so that all the air.
He's deathly afraid of getting COVID.
That comes in, that I'm breathing, comes in through the HEPA filters. And all the air that I breathe out goes out through the HEPA filters so that it protects both me and you from this deadly virus that's going around.
He makes a lot of mouth noises, too, if you can't tell.
Yeah.
I may have fucked up my life flatter than hammered shit, but I stand before you today beholden to no human cocksucker and working a paying fucking union job. And what? No limber dick cocksucker of an administrator is going to tell me how to teach my classes because I'm a fucking tenured professor. If you want to go complain to your dean, fuck you, go ahead. I'm retiring at the end of this year and I couldn't give a flying fuck any longer. You people are just vectors of disease to me and I don't want to be anywhere near you. So keep your fucking distance. If you want to talk to me, come to my Zoom.
Holy shit. Wow. This is at Fair State.
Yes. Hey, what's up? It's your pal EZ with another amazing partner for the Eric Zane Show podcast, the Eufy Video Lock. Oh my gosh. Smart lock, 2K cam, and doorbell 3-in-1 triple security. You got everything in one device. All right. Rather than install piecemeal, hoping that you got this app that it's going to work okay in that app, and oh my God. This is not just for security, but also for convenience. No more worrying about losing keys. And you can assign passwords to your family members and see them coming back home via the integrated camera. So, you know, like they all have their codes. They walk up to the door. They punch it in. The door unlocks. In they go. And, of course, it's a video camera. So it's all there. You can see who shows up at your door. This is fantastic. We live in a golden age for home security. And the Eufy Video Lock is the top of the heap, okay? You can go to eufy.com, EUFY.com for more information. They're online for Amazon. You can get them at Best Buy stores starting around May 20th. This thing is easy to install. The setup, all you need is a Phillips screwdriver. No drilling or anything like that. All the keyless entry components make it so fantastic. 0.3-second fingerprint recognition. Amazing. No battery anxiety. You've got the ultimate, I don't know what it is, super lithium whatever that keeps this thing powered for a long, long time. No monthly fee on this, unlike other brands that do that. They just bend you over and charge you a monthly fee. I love the Eufy Video Lock. You can get it on Amazon or Best Buy stores starting around May 20th. EUFY.com. That's Eufy.com. Let's see here. This guy is Dr. Barry Mailer. He's a very well-respected professor with a long list of credentials.
Okay.
And so what he just said there, actually, he ripped it off of the TV show Deadwood from HBO.
Oh, really?
Okay. And then inserted his own context of being a professor.
Yeah.
So But he's serious. He doesn't want you around. And this story is now blowing up because he has been put on. He's been suspended, I guess.
Really?
FSU professor on administrative leave after posting profanity-laced course introduction video online. Now, I looked up this guy's Rate My Teacher reviews that you can do. And they either love him or hate him. I would say half of them hate the guy. Half of them love him. They all say in the that he swears like this all the time in the classroom.
And that's
that
awesome.
It's very entertaining. And they said it's actually an easy class if you just if you first of all show up and you know, people just giving comments about it and stuff like that. So now I think it's great. I think he's hilarious, but the school has to do something.
They can't fire him.
I guess not. Is that how that works? I mean,
because I think when you're tenured, you're untouchable. Yeah, that's basically what he's saying, I think.
I guess. They said Ferris State is aware of a course video distributed to students in early January by a faculty member believed to be Professor Barry Mailer. The faculty member has been placed on administrative leave pending the outcome of an investigation. Ferris President David Eisler provided the following statement. I was shocked and appalled by this video. It is profane, offensive, and disturbing, and in no way reflects our university or its values. As this is a personal matter, the university has no further comment. I love this guy. Yeah,
same.
I mean,
I wish I would have had him.
This is entertainment. I would never dream of missing this class.
Right.
Oh, no way. I want him to teach everything. How? Oh, my God. I've got a little bit more. I wrote down some timestamps. Okay. Pick it up here.
They may have performed. It doesn't fucking matter whether you go to church or give charity. Your actions don't count. Nobody earns salvation because nobody is that good. And that is why, and that's the way it is in my class. I figure if it was good enough for Calvin, it's good enough for me. None of you cocksuckers are good enough to earn an A in my class. So I randomly assign.
None of you cocksuckers are good enough to get an A in my class.
Wow. Grades before the first day of class. I don't want to know shit about you. I don't even want to know your name. I just look at the number and I assign a grade. That is how predestination works.
What?
And don't come fucking complaining to me. Take your complaints to God. He ordained this system, not me.
Damn.
Attendance policy.
I don't know if I would want this guy. This guy seems harsh. Damn.
Okay. Let's see. There's one more moment that I want to bump ahead to.
Disease to me. So,
okay. He keeps, deathly afraid of COVID. So whatever.
Kill them. Listen.
Let me back up. He's talking about the first assignment he gives the students is they have to describe what the last 2 years have been like to them.
Okay. Serious financial problems because of the, so they run small businesses. Others told stories about missing their grandparents on Christmas because of COVID. They didn't want to expose grandma and grandpa to a disease that could kill them. Listen up, folks. I'm old enough to be your grandpa. And you people are vectors of disease to me. So when I look out at a classroom filled with 50 students, I see 50 selfish kids who don't give a shit whether grandpa lives or dies. And if you won't expose your grandpa to a possible infection with COVID, then stay the fuck away from me. If you don't give a shit about whether grandpa lives or dies, by all means, come to class. Now, before any of you go running to complain, and it happens every semester, Dr. Mailer said, we shouldn't come to class. Dr. Mailer said, we shouldn't come to class. Let me clarify my attendance policy to you. First, let me explain that professors have complete discretion with regard to attendance policy. Many professors, for example, allow 3 unexcused absences, while other professors do not take attendance and require attendance at all. My classes are all designed to be taught remotely, and everything you need to earn an A is available to you on our Canvas page. There is no benefit whatsoever from coming to class. I will not take questions in class because I'm wearing this fucking helmet in order to stay alive. So please, come to class. Enjoy the show. I'll be there regularly because I have no choice. You, on the other hand, have a choice.
Damn.
Thank you very much.
You don't have to show up.
Okay. This is awesome. What they need to do is they need to, like, the chicks in the class, you know, they all put in $100 and whoever can give them a hand job.
Oh, God.
Gets the pot or something. I mean, they got to do something. Or maybe the guys. I don't know. Maybe he's into dudes. Everybody puts in $100. The first one to collect his semen wins the prize.
Can you imagine if the government issued those helmets to everybody because of what's going on?
Oh, I wish. I would love that. I would love that if we all had to wear those. Right, guys? Kyler, I know you'd wear that. County Brotherhood. Everybody's giving the finger. Everybody hates me. Shut up. Shut up. Okay. So I figured you would like that, Ben.
Yeah, that was great. I don't know how I'd never heard about this guy before.
Yeah, he actually has a Wikipedia entry too. Really? He's a relatively famous academic, or a relatively famous person in, I guess, academia. You know, very okay. well thought. He does all sorts of important things and things like that.
And Based on the way he talks, he's got to be single, right?
Well, yeah, and that's he has to be. And if you notice in the background, he's got a giant cat tree, and that's probably where his dick goes too.
I wonder if his kids were putting it together with duct tape.
That's it. My free view of the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast. Hope you enjoyed it. You want the full show? The full show. It is at patreon.com/Eric Zane. Along with a ton of other content that I post up there. Have a great one. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.